fucking go to Dusty and pick him up.
No, seriously. Yeah. Hello and welcome. My name is Alex Gonzalez, and with me today is my good old friend, J.E.
Hey, that's me.
And please remember that we are not game devs. How are you doing today, Jay?
I didn't even get to talk about Fire Emblem.
Oh, damn. I thought it was already over.
Nah.
How is Fire Emblem today,
Jay? Fire Emblem's fucking amazing. You gotta get into it. Just forget about Octopath Traveler.
That hurts.
Is it really that fun?
Are you enjoying yourself? I am enjoying myself. I feel like I'd enjoy myself with Fire Emblem more.
I feel like
I'd get spoiled. Like, I'm spoiling myself. I can't have too many good things. Can't have too many games.
Yeah, but Fire Emblem would... I would say Fire Emblem will stave off your Persona 5 itch until Persona 5 The Royale comes out.
All right. It'll finally give me that game that I'm looking for, that RPG.
Yeah.
I'll strongly consider it. Because I really want that game, too.
It's really good. It's really good. I've been playing it a lot.
I've been doing all right. I've been playing a multitude of games, including Super Mario Maker. I just don't have games right now that are drawing me in completely. Octopath will, but then I have to grind.
Yeah.
And that's not so fun.
No. That's why you're playing Fire Emblem.
But those are not the games that we are talking about today. Today, we are creating something new. Every week, We Are Not Game Devs will create a new, exciting video game idea that we have always wanted to play, but do not have any knowledge or know-how to create the wonderful experience that is video games. And today is my turn to present We Are Not Game Devs' 63rd IP. Let's begin with the basic concept. So I want to create a game that's a Pikmin-like, except instead of collecting and farming
little carrots,
these little plant things, these little turnip, whatever they are,
he named them
Nanobot small machines. And what I want to do is I want it to be nanobots that follow you around. And depending on how many you have and of what type you have, they create little mechs that fight for you.
That's so dope. I like this a lot. Did you watch Big Hero 6 recently or something?
No. So I watched 26 episodes of Neon Genesis Evangelion trying to get my mech fix in, and I did not. I did not. And I was like, I just thought of a mech thing that I would want.
That's pretty cool. I want to go further, and I don't know if this is what you want to talk about first, because this is like a little bit further down the road once we actually have a game here. But I want it to be more like Pikmin, where there's different colors of nanobots you could like make, I guess, manufacture. And depending on the color, they have like different abilities. And then you could like combined certain colors to do different things, maybe, and like different percentages of colors will make like let's say if you have 25 to 75 red and blue, it'll be this mech, but 50-50 would be a different one, and then 75.
Yeah, that's exactly where I wanted to go with it. Yeah,
and also how it's like in Pikmin, you go around collecting things to better the onion and your ship and stuff like that. This one, you'll be going around to better, I don't know, maybe your factory where you're manufacturing these. Yeah,
where there's a factory.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, you know how in Pikmin, when you're collecting pollen and honey and food to grow Pikmin and like dead bugs and stuff? Maybe in this game, you're fighting other mechanical beasts in whatever world that we're in, and then mechanical parts fall off. And then
that's
nanobots.
Exactly what I thought too. So you collect different parts and also collect different parts from scrap yards and graveyards.
So we're pretty much cloning Pikmin, but with a mech's nanobot skin type of deal.
Yeah. So there would be a little bit more offense in the sense that you could approach the bosses can be a little bit more complex because you can approach it with different strategies in mind.
Yeah.
Where it's not going to be as simple.
Like, I feel like it's going to be a lot more combat focus instead of, like, fear focus, like in Pikmin is.
Yeah, exactly.
Where it's just sheer numbers. If you don't have the numbers, you're terrified for your life.
Mm-hmm. Whereas this one, you can maybe assemble into a bot that can actually take advantage of an environmental object or a weakness, what have you.
So how do you want it to control then? Would it control like Pikmin? And then when you create a mech, would you control the mech, or would you command, would there be like a sub menu maybe where you could command certain one of your mechs to go do specific tasks?
I think that's, you would be able to control your mech somewhat. So it would move on its own, but you can give it commands, probably press like the R1 button, and then you would have access to square, triangle, O, and X, you know, of that submenu. And then you would have X, square, triangle, and O for your normal abilities of gathering. And
so you'll have creating that much control over your mech. Like you'd
have moves that
character.
You can do. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to control where it moves per se. It would still act on its own, but you can queue up different moves you want it to do if it's off cooldown. Or you could let it just attack on auto.
How about this as an idea where so imagine you're our main hero and he's running around. There's a wave of nanobots following behind him of multitude of colors, right? And there could be flashing lights or whatever. And it looks really cool. It's going to be like Rezogun following behind you.
Yeah.
And you encounter a boss and then you transform into your mech, or you create a mech or whatever. And what it's going to do is it's going to put this ring with the mech in the center, and it's going to have this ring around it, right? And your character is in that ring and you're controlling the character, but the ring is centered around your mech. Do you follow me here?
Yeah.
And so in this circle is where your character can run around. And during the fight, you have to avoid the enemy's attacks trying to attack you and your mech at the same time. So it's kind of like going to be like a twin stick shooter without the shooting. Where on the other hand, your mechs are auto on autopilot or whatever. You could maybe move a cursor to choose what thing your mech to target. And then, yeah, like you said, the face buttons would be, or the X, circle, triangle, square would be like your attack abilities, like skills.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it does. I get what you mean. That way the movement's more flowy, because I wanted there to be a hint of strategy, but not too much weighed down. But I didn't want you to have to wait on your mech to execute a certain move, so you would be able to queue it up at the very least. But yeah. I like that.
And what the ring is there for is so if you go too far away from your mech will go back down into nanobot form. Like, you have to be a certain distance for it to be in mech form.
Cool. All right. And then we'll be able to have different environmental obstacles, too, that you can kind of cross, where it would just be based on a certain amount of mech type or the amount of nanobots you have, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, you would need like 25 to build a staircase, or you would need like, let's say, enough fire nanobots to create a spark.
Yeah. Or like I was thinking fire nanobots, like lightning nanobots with like electricity, and then maybe like one nanobot that's like super tall and lanky, so the mechs that it creates could like maybe attack taller enemies or whatever.
Yeah, and then we could also have earth nanobots that can like burrow and then have extra armor, so they are a little bit more resistant.
So let's say, you know how in Pikmin, all the Pikmin have dual functionality? Like the red Pikmin are immune to fire, but at the same time, they're stronger physically.
Yeah.
We could do it so like, the earth nanobots that could burrow and stuff, they're also slower, but they're like...
They have more HP, more defense. Maybe they can take... Yeah.
The electric ones are really tall when they form into nanobots, but they could use electricity or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I don't know about the fire one. Maybe they're quick or something.
Or they deal more damage.
Yeah, and they could
Burn them. When they're hit, they deal damage to opponents because they're hot.
Yeah. And yeah, like the fire one could look like a furnace or something.
Yeah, exactly.
The electric ones, when they turn into a mech, it could look like a radio tower
type of deal. A coil. Yeah, like a Tesla coil.
Yeah. I don't know what the earth one
The earth like. Ones can kind of look like a bulldozer. They can bury like construction. Like, they'll have drills.
What's it going to be like when we start fusing them together?
That's when you would see things happen. Like, imagine earth and fire, so that in the middle of the mech, there's a furnace burning, and then it turns the power of the drills and makes them more automatic. Like, so it's steam-powered.
Or maybe it'll... What it essentially does is give them different skills for fighting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the abilities change depending on what they do.
Yeah, so they would be able to, all of a sudden, ultra heat, for instance, like a big rock, or they'll have extra firepower to melt a big rock in the way.
Yeah, yeah. And then, there would be certain environments where you would need certain combinations of colors to get past the environmental obstacle.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I kind of want to fill out the lore a little bit, because a lot of what makes Pikmin great is the lore of it. Do we want to be super similar, where we're stranded on this weird mechanical island or planet, and we're trying to get off, and then we found these weird nanobots that seem to have its own AI or something, and we decide to try and program them onto our team?
Yeah, to try to get off the island, so to say.
Yeah, which is exactly what Pikmin is. And that's exactly what this game is, just with the different skin and different mechanics involved. You know what I mean? Or do we want the story a little bit different, where we come to a planet with the nanobots or something like that?
For this one, I'd say we could do it where... I'd say you have to do it where you're stranded on the planet for sure. The origins being stranded, you can kind of go either way. Maybe... Yeah, because if the nanobots are going to be all over the world, because you have to collect them, you can't have been stranded there for years without somehow discovering them.
That's true. And but I was also thinking that, like, if you come to the... Either way, you're going to have to come across a factory and create it to start making nanobots. And so you must have this knowledge beforehand. So you probably came to this planet because your planet's dying or something and you need... more resources, and you've heard of a planet that's all of a sudden near Automata or Horizon Zero Dawn, right? And you get there, and there's just machines everywhere. Everything's auto-ran, and you brought your nanobots, and they, like, love these things for food or whatever. And you build a factory that can create nanobots, and then you find elements and species in this world that you can create new nanobots that you've never seen before.
Like, yeah, I like that idea. That works a little bit better. It isn't an exact copy here. And then, whereas it's a total kind of a metal planet where there's different animals running around, kind of like Horizon Zero Dawn, and different, like, local plants and whatnot. But I feel like everything's going to be metal. Almost like, did you ever watch Futurama?
No, I wasn't into Futurama.
There's, like, a robot world where everything's, like, made for robots, basically. All right, that's cool. I like that. I like the idea of it. Where do you see the art style being?
So it could either go two different ways. We can make it look super cute and super cartoony, and these nanobots have, like, a really cool look to them. Or we can make it look really gritty and, like, grungy and, like, Nier Automata style-esque, you know? I like the idea of it being really cute looking, but I don't want it to... both ways, it's going to be, like, called a Pikmin clone, so...
Yeah, I was thinking, like, a Robotech-looking kind of game.
Explain.
Where it's, like, it has, like, bright colors, but, like, sharp features to it, you know? Because it's going to have those hard edges.
I still don't get, like, the art direction that you're going for. Is it, like... Are you, like, looking for, like, more,
like
realistic?
A Metabots, like, a kind of cartoony, but still 3D-looking...
Are you talking about kind of like a Dark Cloud 2 situation?
I never played that one.
Oh, okay.
Like Super Smash Brothers. Except
Smash
that one's
Bros.
Yeah, like how it's, like, bright. I don't mind it being dark in terms of shading and stuff like that, but I feel like the cartooniness would help in the building of the mechs and how they look.
As far as how the
not cartoony, like, I don't know, like 3D model for sure, but I feel like bright colors would help just in spotting the nanobots and how many you have.
Yeah. How I want... What I'm imagining the nanobots to look like... Have you watched Big Hero 6?
Yes.
Like, that's how I'm imagining these nanobots. I don't know what you're imagining when you think nanobots, because in Big Hero 6, it's like a wave of this black...
Yeah, like little mass. Squares. Yeah. Like, they're like polygonal textures.
Right, and I'm imagining, like that, but it just looks... How I'm imagining it to look in the game is that it looks like almost a liquid, just a liquid of individual squares just jumping up and down. And what it is depending on what element they are, they have like little lights on their head of whatever color they represent. And so it would be like a rainbow moving of this black.
I would see them wave. More like being colored, though. Like, I can see like having different colors to it, representing like how much they are.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, their colors on their head is dependent on which kind they are. And it would be like, it would kind of look like, I don't know, like a LED blanket or something. I don't know how to describe
it. I could see it being like an LED blanket, but with like, imagine there being like squares and their bodies are the color. And I imagine them being able to have a bunch of little limbs too.
A bunch of little what?
Like limbs, like little feet and little arms.
they're just blocks with arms and legs on them.
Yeah, that, like, join together and start moving, like, in an LED wave, like what you're talking about.
I don't know how to describe what is in my... I'm pretty sure it's hard for you to describe what's in your head. But, like, I don't know. What I'm picturing in my head is pretty cool looking.
Yeah, but, like, I wouldn't want them, like... I don't want them to be gray blocks with just a light over their head. I want them to be a little bit more unique than that.
Yeah, but like what you're going to see, you could see individual blocks and they could have personality to them. Like, they have arms and legs and stuff. But like from zoomed out, it's just going to look like a wave of colors. Like, it's going to look like the Aurora lights, or like the when like there's like a whole bunch of jellyfish in the water and it's like moving. The waters have like waves and you just see a whole bunch of lights inside the water.
Okay. Do you know what we'll do is when we're making a mech, the lights will just swirl with a different combination and then create the mech.
Right.
Okay. So we got that going. I'm glad we nailed that down. I feel like that was important. With your character, I feel like you can customize your character to an extent. It'll look humanoid, be in a spacesuit, and you get to choose facial features and what kind of gender.
Okay. So it's going to be like a create your own character type of thing, not like a Olimar.
Out of like samples, like 1 through 6.
Okay. What's like... I know we still already talked about art style, but I still have trouble picturing the exact art style of the entire...
Dragon Quest kind of thing.
Okay. So kind of like more of a cel-shaded type of game.
Yeah, but with, like, an anime art style is what I'm thinking.
Okay, like, anime art style. Gotcha. Because, like, one of the coolest things about Pikmin is how it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's, like, more photorealistic with weird cartoony characters. Because all the environments look like real life. If you remember.
Yeah.
Pikmin 3 was the top of the thing. I don't think you played Pikmin 3 because it was stuck on the Wii U. But Pikmin 3, man, that game looked so good. It looked so good, at least in my memory.
I just don't know how we would do that art style. I wouldn't want to copy it exactly because it's going to be in a mechanical world. Right. So I feel like some stuff would just have to be hand-drawn.
I'm still just picturing Nier Automata for this game in terms of art style. But, like, more cartoony, not so...
That works, too. Like, around there, like, a cartoony art style... That's kind of anime focused. That's what I'm looking for here. I think that works. All
right.
Because I want the mechs to look cool and have a cool transformation coming in. Which leads me into music. I want there to be a cool transformational song or sound effect when you're combining nanobots into mechs.
Do you want it so like the first couple times there's a whole anime-esque cutscene?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big deal.
With a theme song, and then there's like a shortened version that the game lets you know, hey, if you want, you could shorten these cutscenes to...
Yeah, or completely skip them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to say completely skip, but like instead of a cutscene, maybe
it's a very shortened version, like a couple seconds, if that.
Well, I'm thinking like instead of a cutscene, it's like you're still overview. I'm assuming this is isometric third person type of deal. Yeah. You could see your nanobots come together and just does it in game, whereas the first couple times there's like you see your nanobots get together and then there's like a full-on cutscene. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's.
But what is the music? What is it gonna be like? Should we have it just super Japanese?
Yeah, I want it to be like kind of like pump you up, like anime does, you know?
Okay, we'll have like a super like Japanese sounding music, but with like English words, kind of like in Persona 4 and 5, where it sounds like they're speaking Japanese, but it's all in English.
Yeah, I like that. There we go. Persona music would definitely fit here. All right, cool. So what pricing are we looking for here? This one's tough for me. I don't have anything that immediately shouts it out.
I mean, Pikmin is a full price game.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. We could go full price here.
But we could also go like $40.
That's true.
I'd say...
We could just be developers of the people, go $40, give them a chance to jump in on this new-ish IP.
Sure, we'll start with $40 and then hopefully... If there's a sequel, it's even bigger with more different different types of mechs and combinations that are more unique. And then we'll make it $60.
All right. Sounds good to me. Well, Jay, get your timer out because we're going to name this game.
All right, go.
Okay. I don't have much.
We would have to... I feel like it would have to be something like Pikmin... Where the name of the game is the name that we give these nanobots.
Nano Robo?
That sounds like it's been taken maybe 4 times in different animes.
Okay.
And video games. And TV shows. We always have trouble when we have to name something from a universe we created. Because I don't think we're good at just making words up.
No. How about nanosparks?
Nano what?
Nanosparks.
Nanosparks?
Yes, nanosparks.
How about just sparks?
Sparks? All right.
Is that a lame name? Are you sure? I feel like that's a lame name. Sparks?
Yeah.
Sounds like a dog.
Sparky.
That sounds even more like a dog.
Yeah. Sparks works. It's like little pieces of life.
All right, sure. Sparks at 1 minute and 17 seconds.
All right. Sparks is a game where you land on a mysterious planet because you are trying to collect materials to take back to your own. You are, what is he, like an engineer who sets up a factory using nanobots to collect materials to create Big Macs to service your needs so that your planet doesn't die. These nanobots are called Sparks and can create almost anything. Will you survive and save your planet in Sparks? So the planet is just mostly against you as you're venturing out. They're not really like trying, there's no like real villain here. It's you just trying to survive, right?
Let's have it where, okay, how about this is the situation. You are like the lead Sparks mechan fighter dude.
All right.
Right? And you are sent on this mission to go look for more resources to the closest planet where you have found high levels of Sparks energies.
Yeah.
Right? Like some material that powers
residual
the sparks.
Yeah.
Yeah, is dying on your planet. There's nothing to power the sparks, and your planet has used sparks for so long, it doesn't know what to do without sparks.
Yeah.
And so you found whatever this element that powers your sparks is on this new planet that's super far away. On the way over there, you hit this weird force field when you get close to the planet and your spaceship just goes tumbling down.
Down, down.
Right?
Yep.
And when you get here, yeah, everything's hostile to you. It's all, everything is made from scraps and like mechanical pieces and stuff. And you are rebuilding your base, which functions as your nanobot factory or your sparks factory, while collecting new elements that you find on this planet that gives your sparks new powers that you've never seen sparks before have before coming to this planet, and your planet could benefit from all these findings. And so in Pikmin, your character writes a journal about his accounts, and it's really fun to read if you're into the lore and stuff. So this will be our type of journal where he's like thinking of new ways that these new sparks can help his home planet.
Yeah, and different sketches showing like addition and making the mechs.
Yeah, yeah. And okay. Like from those blueprints, that's where we get the idea or the abilities and stuff that your mechs could do, reflect the drawings and things that he's thought of that these powers could help your planet with. Anyway, that's all just lore building. All this builds up to is you find out this whole planet is controlled by some weird AI that wiped out the life on this planet long ago, and they're just recreating more and more mechs. And yet you, like, I don't know, have to shut down that AI, so it takes down this weird radioactive field that takes down all the spaceships nearby, and that's how you get out of there. And that's the end of the game.
Very nice. All right, Jay. So now we have a game here. What do you think? Would this be a game you'd want to play, and is it fun?
Yeah, man. I've been wanting a new Pikmin game ever since I played the first Pikmin, I played Pikmin 3 up until the last boss, and he was like, this game was too good. I don't want to end it right now. I'm going to put it down, and I'm just going to savor this moment. And I never touched it again, and I never beat Pikmin 3.
And so I see.
I've been wanting another Pikmin game ever since that moment.
I hate when that happens. I've done that a few times myself.
Pikmin 3 is so good, man.
I definitely want to play this game. I like the mechanics. I love mechs. I think this would be a fun time. As long as I don't hit any weird thing where I don't understand the puzzles or have a hiccup. But that's what our guides are for. But otherwise, yeah, I would love to play this game. I've been really craving some mech stuff. If anyone recommends any mech anime, let me know.
I think there's a whole bunch of new ones on Netflix.
Gotta check them out. And with that, our 63rd IP has gone gold. We hope you look forward to this experience that will probably never release. You can write to @poundgames@gmail.com if you have anything to patch into the game we created today. Also, give us feedback. We are still learning how to make this show better, and your feedback really helps. We have a Patreon. If you'd like to back our ideas, please head over to patreon.com/realnightgamedevs. Patrons receive episodes 2 days early and an extra podcast at the beginning, which you caught the tail end of our conversation at the beginning of this episode. That's patreon.com/realnightgamedevs. If you liked our show, why not subscribe and give us all the stars on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher? We're on SoundCloud too, and if they ask for a review, instead of reviewing our show, become your inner game critic and review Sparks, the video game we just created. Thank you for joining us today. We will be back next Friday with another new IP. Again, my name is Alex Gonzalez.
And I'm Jay Yee.
Thank you, and please remember that we are not game devs.
I guess Sparks is growing on me.
Sparks is cool. The only thing I remember is Project Sparks, and that's way different.
What's
Project Sparks? And I don't think anyone would be mad. I don't know, some Xbox thing. I think it was a game engine released on Xbox One that you could kind of play with.
Oh, it didn't really go too far. It's like Unreal or whatever.
Yeah, I had never messed with any game engine, so I wouldn't know. Speaking from a place of lack of knowledge.
Like a what?
Lack of knowledge. Ignorance.
Oh, lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge.
Gotcha.